Obviously, the committee holds all the majority of the budgets for the council. We set the council tax for next year, or the part that will go to Dorchester Council for next year, and we agree the budget of how that is going to be spent, and then we monitor it. So, for instance, the money allocated to the project for the municipal buildings was allocated well over 5 years ago, and we've monitored that project through. There is one more small job that actually needs to be done, because we've found that there is a problem with the bell in the clock tower, and that is because it's a very specialist job. There is a gentleman in Bridport who can do it, but because he does lots of work on church bells, it's going to be the autumn before he can do that. So we carry on monitoring the amount of work. Similarly, the problems that we had when the Fordington Cemetery wall came down. So sometimes it's planned and sometimes it's emergency, and also an input into the problems following the Gorge fire that nobody wanted and was completely at the wrong time of year for a lot of businesses, and how we were going to support those businesses. So those are the main things the policy committee does. We also have an overview on staffing and work with the town clerk to ensure that we are providing the best services that we can. I think there are many benefits to Dorchester. I think we have some wonderful facilities, and one of the things that I really like is the way that the council provides various events during the year that everybody can attend for free. So, for instance, the recent Roman Festival was all free, and there were lots of families there, and I noticed there were families there on both days. And also the various events in the gardens in the summer, like Love Parks, which enables all of our families to be able to access a really nice day out at a minimal cost. And I think that's one of the main things that we as a council are able to do, on top of providing all of the other facilities that we must provide.